Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this June 13th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in J.R. Seward, Jennifer Parr Murphy, the new broker and owner of Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors, Lindsay Schneider, and Let's Talk Real Estate. We're looking forward to that. Right now, our great friend, Katie Wright, Events and Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, is with us. Good to see you, Katie.
Hello.
How you doing?
Doing good.
How are things been going for you, building up to Cranberry Blossom Fest and all this other stuff you have going on?
We're getting through it.
Yeah. Good to hear. Katie and I are going to go over a bunch of events that are coming up and looking forward to touching on that. And we'll see what other time we have for. But let's do it, Katie. Let's kick things off with the events. You want to start with Gather by the Gazebo?
Sure. So we actually have that tonight.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed that it does not rain on us. So far, we're going to keep on moving with it, but it is tonight, 5:30 to 7:30 in the Rome Town Square or Town Center under the gazebo. We have food available for purchase from Chatterbox. We have our co-sponsors Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa and Paper City Savings Association. Tonight, we have Duology. They're always a favorite. Season sponsor, we have Coldwell Banker Advantage, Visit Rome, Rome Away From Home, Vacation Lodge, and Key Savings Bank.
A shout out to Duology. We love those guys. They've joined us on the airwaves here a couple of times, and good people, good friends.
Oh, very much.
I love this event so much. It's such a great opportunity to experience Rome, to get on out there, enjoy yourself. It's the first of the year, one of the year, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we've missed it. We haven't had it for a year, so getting that back. And I hear from people every year about this. Oh, I ran into so-and-so, and I haven't seen them in years.
Yeah.
It's one of people's favorite things about these. We love the music. We love the food. Love the gazebo and the atmosphere. But it is these organic things that can happen at only these kind of events, these live events, where people really look forward to that.
Oh, absolutely. And Rome is only growing, so next time you get out there, you're going to see a beautiful new gazebo that's in the build out there. So we're very excited.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. Gather by the gazebo tonight, 5:30 to 7:30. Everybody knock on wood. Good weather. We want good weather.
Yes.
And keep that weather theme going, because Thursday, Lunch by the River, second one of the year.
Yes. Third one of the
third
year.
One of the, what
third
am I doing?
One of the year, James.
Third one of the year. I'm so sorry. Third one of the year. Obviously, it's a signature event in this area, and we love Lunch by the River, and each one has a unique kind of feel to it with different vendors, with different entertainment. What has this Thursday got in store?
So Thursday, 11:30 to 1, Veterans Memorial Park. We have Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra joining us. And this is only the kickoff to our Cranberry Blossom Fest weekend. So our event sponsors that we have is Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau and Mid-State Technical College Equity and Inclusion Task Force joining us. And of course, shout out to our exclusive entertainment sponsor Enbridge Energy Company.
Yeah.
Food, Jamaican Kitchens, Rocky Rococo, Hawaiian Plate Lunch, Chatterbox, and La Taqueria.
Some of our favorites.
Yes.
Love all of those places. The only tough decision is which one to go to, and can I eat a little bit of each one? You know,
samples,
that kind of,
please.
Yes, yeah. but I do want to send a special shout out to Hawaiian Plate Lunch. That is sounds like a newer one.
They have been just a delight to everybody. They're new to us with the Chamber this year. This is their first event here in Rapids, and they're very excited.
We love our local businesses, love supporting them, especially when it comes to food.
Yes.
We love our food.
Say no to food, especially good food.
I'm curious, Katie, the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra, that is a really cool thing to be able to bring to this event.
Yes.
And it's not the first time we have, but was this something that they reach out to you guys? Did you reach out to them?
They actually reached out to us, and I couldn't say no. I mean, I don't think I've just seen an orchestra just come willy-nilly to an event like this. So I think this is exciting, and I'm excited to see them Thursday.
And while we love this event, we love getting out, and just like I was saying before, those organic situations that you run into, this event, one of the best parts about this is a way for you to support these businesses, this community, buying local, supporting local. It's what the Chamber's about. It's what we're about here. And I mean, you know our community is.
Yep.
So not only do you get out, you get to one of the better parks in this area, but you get to do that while leaving the event, knowing that you helped support a local business.
Yep. Even if you just showed up,
yeah, who they're supporting. Yeah. So
appreciate all the great people that are a part of this, all the great vendors and everybody as well. Yeah. It's going to be a fun event. And just looking forward to a great season, a lunch
Me
by the river.
Too.
A little preview ahead. We here at WFHR and WIRI are going to be a part of one of those.
Yes.
We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm not sure how we'll be able to pull it off, but I would love to be able to call from down there and call in on the air here. I don't know. We'll see.
You guys are arriving. You're going to bring everything down there.
Yeah.
And station there.
Yeah, we want to bring it all down. Yeah, I want to bring the board, everything. Yes, yes.
Everything.
Maybe not that, but we'll try. We'll see. We'll see.
Just
I'll talk to
it.
Chuck. We'll see what we can do.
Okay.
looking forward to being at all the Lunch by the Rivers
yes.
this year. It's going to be a really fun season for it.
I'm excited.
So now's the time, Katie. I want to talk with you for a little bit here about the Cranberry Blossom Fest.
Okay.
First up, I just want to ask, how are you feeling? How are you doing leading up to the event? Is this your second?
My first one.
It's your first true one. Yes,
yes.
That's right. I couldn't remember the timeline of when you joined us. So.
Yeah, I'm almost a year in July.
It has been almost a year.
Almost
I knew that.
A year.
Okay.
But yeah, this is my first one I'm actually planning. And God bless Hannah, Angel, and everybody else in my position, because I can't tell you how many meltdowns I've had. I'm like, this is going to be great, but oh my gosh. So much to plan.
It's it is mind-boggling to think of how you guys do some of these events when they're a day.
Yes.
Or they're a four-hour event. Like,
right.
Sometimes I sit back, and I've told you the on-air, off-air this. I really marvel. I've told Angel this as well, and Krista when she was over there, and everybody, how much I admire it, how the planning. I'm a planner myself.
Yes.
So I love a good plan.
Me too.
I love all this stuff. And then I look at Cranberry Blossom Fest. It's a four-day event with a million moving parts, a ton of people coming into it and coming into the area and designing something like that. Like, first off, congratulations to you guys. You pulled this off. We're gonna have a great time.
It's gonna be amazing.
Is there any relief in the fact that we're here and it's like, okay, now's the go time? Like, I imagine most of the relief comes on Monday after the event is over and everything. But I'm curious if in the middle of it, like with Petpalooza we had this weekend, just getting down there to the grounds and setting up, I already felt a little relief. Like, okay, it's go time. Today's finally here. The buildup is done. Now we're actually doing the event.
Right.
Are you feeling a little of that?
I think I am. I think that was like when I was planning the annual meeting, I was very much stressed out and overwhelmed until the day of the event. I'm like, okay, this is great. So I think once Friday comes, it's going to be a breeze. It's going to be great.
Yeah. The event itself, of course, kicks off on Thursday, celebrating Red, the art exhibit going on at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center from 10 to 5. We send a shout out to them. If you haven't been there in a while, get on over there.
Mm-hmm.
They've had some great stuff in the last couple of years that they've added on and done. It's really a nice spot and a great way to support our local artists and to take in some of that.
Yep.
They also have a really nice stand that you can buy items at and everything in there, too, that are made by local artists. Lunch by the River that we just were touching on. That's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. Pete Revel and Four on the Floor, Central Wisconsin Cultural Center from 1 to 3. One of my favorite people in this town is Pete. I love Pete. I could talk to Pete for days and never get bored. Also, one of the better musicians you will ever hear.
Well, how come he's not at Lunch by the River?
Yeah, get him down there. Yeah. Pete and the band have been entertaining us for over 50 years in the music industry. They're so good. Get some jazz in your life. Mm-hmm. Get some Pete Revel and Four on the Floor in your life 1 to 3 this Thursday over the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. The Cranberry Blossom Fest Carnival is one of the favorite parts of the event. It's funny, Terry and I were talking about this, and even being young, teenagers in this area, that carnival was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, as adults, we still want to go there and take in some of these rides.
Totally.
It's food, it's drinks, it's great. There's tons of great things down there for this. You can find out more by going to spectrumcarnival.com. Spectrumcarnival.com, it's a great way to see all the rides that they'll be having and bringing in. And there is the wristband, the four-hour session available for $20, and available for free if you listen to our morning show. We're giving away some of those during our morning show. So a little side plug there. Go ahead and listen to the Good Morning Show every Monday, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10. Looking forward to all of these. Cinema Under the Stars. This is a really fun event, and I know how much people look forward to it. I'm always curious, though, about the choice of the movie. Do you guys decide that yourselves? Is it something the community decides or the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau decides? However it's done, I think it's always – they nail it. Mm-hmm. Every year they nail the movie. And this year, Toy Story going to be the movie. That's a classic.
Love that movie. Watch it on repeat.
Yeah, especially having a little one. Does the little one watch it on repeat?
Seth and Monsters University.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah.
Repeat.
Same thing with mine.
Yes.
My little one loved that. I know them. Like, even though that my kids are in their 20s now, I still could word that movie probably, like, easily.
I can watch it even just without her.
Right? Yeah. This is going to take place. Cinema Under Stars is going to take place at 6. There's going to be food and drinks, and the movie will start at dusk over on the west side of the river along First Avenue South, right in front of the old Tribune building. You can't miss it. You'll see people setting up and everything. When it comes to this event, should we encourage people to bring lawn chairs and a blanket, that sort of thing?
Oh, Katie? Yeah, totally.
Be sure to do that. Admission is free for this as well. Keep that in mind. We want you to be able to bring the whole family down, take this in. And so much of the events over the next couple of days here in town are like that. Not everything. You want to look ahead and stuff and make sure to you may bring some cash down with you or something like that just in case.
Right.
But please, if you are, and I've heard of this in years past, not so much recently, but in years past, I've talked to listeners who, we're a little short on funds this year. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to be able to show up. No, there's plenty of free things. There's plenty of great things that you can do and enjoy in this event without having to spend it, you know, break the bank or anything
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely.
In fact, it's part of the point of the event is for giving the community some fun things to do while not breaking the bank, while not having to, hey, shout out to the Dells, shout out to Milwaukee and all our great cities around here. But it's nice to not have to travel 2 hours to
right.
enjoy yourself.
Yes.
You can do it right here in Central Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yeah. So we want you to be able to do that and support these events. And one of our favorite parts of the events, I love how this is lined up. I know it's back-to-back days. Mm-hmm. It's not right in unison. But we go from Cinema Under the Stars to the Dairy Berry Breakfast, which is one of the signature parts of this event, this great four-day event. And the first thing that I remember hearing about it when I came to town was the Dairy Berry Breakfast.
Yeah.
People love it. It kicks off from 6 to 10 over at Lincoln High School, my old stomping grounds at 1801 16th Street South. You can park in the student lot between the PAC at the Performing Arts Center and the football field. This is hosted by you all at the Chamber.
Yeah.
How did it go putting this event together? And what do we have to look forward to? Who's going to be down there with
us? Yeah, so we are going to have just a lot of food. So we're going to have pancakes, mm-hmm. sausage, coffee, chocolate-covered cranberries.
Yes.
We're going to have Culver's there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have cheese curds. This is the most Wisconsin breakfast I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, easily.
I mean, come on.
By far and away.
Delicious. So, yeah. This will be $10 for adults, 5 to 12, $7, and children under 4, eat free.
Yeah, it's a sweet deal, and it's a great way to not only keep the event going and having some fun, but again, going back to this each time, those organic relationships you run into and the different people that you get to see that maybe you haven't seen in a while and get to have yourself a great breakfast. It's a great way to kick off the week, the weekend of events. You're going to need that breakfast. You're going to need that energy.
Yes.
There's a lot to do.
Yep.
The Berry Fest raffle is ongoing during the weekend. I wanted to touch on this a little bit.
The
Berry Fest raffle. That the ongoing during the week, that the drawing during the parade. So they do have a raffle going on throughout this whole thing. The Dairy Fest raffle that I'm seeing here. Yeah. I've been too used to saying dairy. It's
like,
Berry Fest raffle. Sorry about that. Yeah. I'm throwing curveballs at Katie.
Oh my God, what did I miss?
Oh yeah, by the way, you need to know this now. No. This is hosted by our good friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Lionesses. Buy a ticket for a chance to win up to $500 in cash. $5 ticket, multiple winners. Do not need to be present to win. So keep that in mind, mm-hmm. everybody. But this is going on throughout the weekend of events.
Right.
The Material Girls Quilt Show is going on from 9 to 4 over at Assumption High School at 445 Chestnut Street, hosted by the Material Girls Quilt Club. Big shout out to them. This is not the only event you see them at and you see them being a part of. They do such great work in this community, and it shows the power of knitting. It really does.
For
like,
sure.
Whether we're talking about our veterans giving one of these blankets or any of the kind of things that they are a part of, it's always good stuff when they are involved.
And I've even talked to one of the girls that's in this, and I've asked, how long does it make you to make one of these blankets? And she said, it takes like years.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of love that goes in these.
I can't knit to save my life or anything, so I really admire this work that they do.
It's a craft I don't have.
I hear you. The Cranberry Blossom Festival Carnival going on from noon to 10 on Friday, so keep that in mind as well. And also, it all leads up to Downtown on Tap from 5 to 9 over at Veterans Memorial Park in downtown Wisconsin Rapids, hosted by Current in Wisconsin Rapids. This is the 6th annual event, live music, food, along the Wisconsin River, no cost to attend. You can't ask for much more.
Right.
We got also great live music from the Allen Brothers Band. That is a nice get. That is a nice get to have with that. Bring a chair and a blanket, enjoy some live music, and great way to wrap up your week.
Yeah.
Again, Downtown on Tap going from 5 to 9 over Veterans Memorial Park this Friday. And we move on to Saturday, where the Material Girls are at it again. The Material Girls Quilt Show will be going from 9 to 4 over to Assumption High School. Another great way to check out their displays. Vote for your favorite. Check out the Something Old, Something New and the Quilter Car. I want to see that Quilter Car.
I do too.
I got to see this. I've heard enough about it already. I want to go check it out in person and see it. Arts, Crafts, and Cranberry Fair going on from 10 to 3. One of the bigger parts of the weekend, really, with this event, so much of this weekend is about buying local and supporting local, giving our local vendors, our farmers, our crafters, an opportunity to maybe get exposed or seen or get a chance to see other people that they don't normally see, and us to be able to buy those items that we don't always see.
Right.
It's a really fun event, and it is going to be taking place over at West Grand Avenue between the bridges and 3rd Avenue South.
Yep.
Now, you guys host this one, too.
Yes.
Anything else that people should keep in mind with that event?
Well, it'll be from 10 to 3 this Saturday. We will have vendor maps. So if you are looking for a specific vendor, we will have just maps at our little table that we'll have. So come by the chamber table, say hi, and grab yourself a map.
Of course, the carnival is going to be going on again from noon to 10. Keep that in mind. And one of the things that they're back-to-back events here I'm really excited about that may not be brand new, but they're interesting to me, and I think that I know I'm not alone. The Kids Learn to Fish event from noon to 2:30 over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. Most of us inherit fishing. We learn it from our mom or our dad or somebody like that. It never hurts to have a different angle on it, and I did not mean to make that pun. It never... That's bad. It never hurts to have another set of eyes. It's bad. It was really bad. It's to be able to, you know, help with these things, give you tips on fishing and help you learn. And I know that I learned to fish from my papa, but I learned a lot of tips from my friends and buddies out here and everything that I would talk to and go fishing with. It's a great opportunity for that. Noon to 2:30 at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. And then our great friends at the Historic Point Boss from noon to 5 are going to be over there at the Grand Rapids Lions Club, giving you an opportunity to take a step back in time.
Mm-hmm.
If you have never spent time with the Historic Point Boss, I encourage you to do so. Join them over there in Nakusa. They're great people. We have Mike Hittner join us once a month talking about how they keep history alive over there.
That's great that they have that. I haven't been over there myself, but I love that they keep that going over there.
It's such a fun event. And the spirit walk or the murder mystery that they do over there. They do a murder mystery over there every year. It's coming up soon. I'll hit you a messenger when it's coming up. It's a fun event. And just such a great way to help them continue to support this community in supporting history and keeping history alive over there.
Right.
The Berry Fest raffle and vision screening is taking place from noon to 5 at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. This weekend is jam-packed with fun and excitement. But I love when we can throw these things in there that are, it's almost like what we do with kids, where we're teaching them something in a fun way and they don't know they're learning. The fishing event is similar to that. And the vision screening is similar to that to me.
Mm-hmm.
So many of our community walk around not knowing that they are not seeing well.
We
get used to it. There's very few things that we normalize quicker than our vision. And just adapt and just I just got bad vision. I just need to get a little closer to the screen or whatever it is. And we just keep rolling with it. Here is an opportunity for you to get that vision checked and see, hey, do I need to go to the eye doctor? Do I need to look into this more? Do I need a better set of glasses? Everybody deserves to see. Everybody deserves to be able to see well. Here's an opportunity to get that done while you're also, you know, filling out a raffle ticket or something, or buying a raffle ticket, or taking in any of these great events.
Yeah.
Wheelers is going to have a Chevy display. This is a fun thing to be able to bring. I like this.
What kind of car are they displaying? Do we know?
You're invited to check this out. The latest Chevy vehicles. Product specials will be presented to answer any questions. Product specialists will be there to present and answer any questions you have. They are going to be, you're going to have be able to engage in these vehicles, walk around. We'll be given a Chevrolet Cinch bag. Consumers also have the chance to sign up for a Win a Chevy sweepstakes, where they can enter to win a Chevy of their choice. That's pretty cool.
So can I drive off the lot with the car?
Yeah, right? They should be able to, right?
Right?
That is a cool event. That is fun. And a big shout out to our Grand Rapids Lions Club. Happy 50th anniversary.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. And where on an anniversary, usually we highlight them and we give them a present or something. They're giving one to us.
That's great.
The Grand Rapids Lions Club is celebrating their 50th anniversary with the Rich Rath Project 313. They're going to be playing the music of REO Speedwagon. Fun event.
Fun.
That is going to be a fun event. That is going from 6 to 11 this Saturday night. Be sure to check that out. Everything wraps up on Sunday, and it kicks off from 9 to 11:30 with the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department Kids Fishing Contest.
How fun.
There is not a word in that sentence that we don't love. Bit of that is awesome. East Wisconsin Riverbank, south of Grand Avenue, and former Elks Lodge is where this is going to be taking place. Okay. It's an annual free event for kids 14 and under. There'll be snacks, drinks, and prizes for everyone who participates. It's going to be a cool event.
How fun.
Looking forward to that. The Cranberry Blossom Festival Parade taking place from noon to 2, hosted by you all at the Chamber. You can buy a ticket for a chance to win up to a $500 cash raffle. Just mentioning the raffle there real quick. Just wanted to mention that. That is going to be continuing to go on. But as far as the parade, gather on Grand Avenue for a parade featuring live music and plenty of candy. The parade starts at the Southwood County YMCA and heads east down to Grand Avenue, ending on 9th Street South.
Correct.
A great event. We love our parades around here. Also something to keep in mind this weekend, not only will we have a lot of visitors to the area, but some of these streets are going to be blocked off. Keep that in mind when you're bopping around town. Give some grace to each other. Certainly keep an eye out on the roads for people moving around. And, you know, you always got little kids looking around.
Yes.
It is not on the kids to be looking both ways. Even though we teach them to, it is on us to be looking out for them. So
right.
Be sure to be doing that today, over this week. And enjoy yourself, everybody, taking these fun events. And get ready for the Duck Derby. Hard to say what my favorite part of this weekend is, but this may be it.
It's a lot to choose from.
It really, there is. There's a lot to choose from. But the Duck Derby is so awesome. After the parade, approximately 2 o'clock, hosted by the Wisconsin Rapids Firefighters Charitable Foundation, purchase a raffle ticket to, quote, adopt a rubber duck at the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Station, 1 or 2. Watch it swim down the Wisconsin River for a chance to win prizes. Winners don't have to be present. Ducks will be dropped by firefighters off the Jackson Street Bridge and raced to the finish line just between Grand Avenue Bridge. And it's such a cool idea. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be a great one. And of course, the carnival goes on from noon to 4 on Sunday. And the Historic Point Boss from noon to 5 will be taking a step back, giving demonstrations and telling you a little bit about the history of the area. And everything wraps up perfectly with the Wisconsin Rapids Aqua Skiers Water Ski Show. At 6 o'clock over at beautiful Red Sands Beach at Lake Wazicha. Family-friendly, free entertainment for all ages. Experience beauty, grace, thrills, and power in the various acts of the show choreographed to a theme. It's first up, shout out to the Aqua Skiers.
Yes.
They train, they work so hard at this, and they're so good at what they do. And I really feel like, whether this was intended or not, Katie, I feel like this is such a great way. If this event has to end, it's a great way to end it with the Aqua Skiers, because to me, it tees us up for the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show tournament that we're going to be hosting this summer. We've been hosting every summer pretty much since its inception right here in central Wisconsin.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, that is a fun, fun, fun event. And so it's kind of almost a tip of the hat to that event, ending with that one.
Oh, yeah.
We're really excited about this, everybody. Enjoy yourself throughout the next starting on Thursday, the next 4 days. It's going to be such a fun, entertaining time in our community. And you know, buy local, support local. When you get a chance, when you run into chamber members or you run into people like at the Grand Rapids Lions Club or anybody hosting these events, give them a thank you. Give them a thank you. It goes a long way. I say this all the time. Support, encouragement, cost nothing, mean everything.
Yeah.
Give a thank you. And maybe see if you can help with these events. You know, it's a great way to volunteer, great way
we
to put back in.
We always love help.
I wrap up on that, Katie, just wondering, are you guys still looking for any volunteers for any of these events? Are you pretty good?
I think we're pretty good for this year, but there's definitely more opportunities. So
be sure to do that, everybody.
Yep.
Reach out to our friends at the Chamber. Katie, we got about a minute left here. I just wanted to wrap up touching on Lunch by the River one more time.
Sure.
Or actually, let's go to Gather by the Gazebo. Let's touch on that one more time.
Yeah.
Gather by the Gazebo kicks off for the year today. It's the start of it this year.
Yeah.
For this year. 5:30 to 7:30 over at the Rome Town Center. The town of Rome.
Town of Rome.
This is a free event. We encourage you to come check it out. What kind of food do we have down there, Katie?
We got Chatterbox coming out tonight. So, yeah, and Duology for our entertainment. And fingers crossed it does not rain on us. I'm looking forward to this. So,
everybody, as you're listening to this, cross your fingers, knock on wood, whatever other superstitious lucky things you can think of, do them, and hopefully we'll be all right tonight.
Yes.
It's going to be fun.
It will be fun.
Go check this out. A shout out to Duology. Love our friends in Duology. A great band. Keep up the great work that you guys are doing entertaining us. And keep in mind, too, this is just the first. This is the first Gather by the Gazebo. Katie, do these take place once a month, once a week? How do they work?
Yep. So once a month, June, July, and August in Rome.
As far as like Gather by the Gazebo, Lunch by the River, a lot of these great events that we have coming up, I know how planned everything is, but if I'm a vendor, if I'm a food truck or something like that, and I would like to see if I can be a part of any of these, is there still opportunity for that?
We can always put you on a list if something comes up, but there's always, you know, more opportunities for you guys to be a food vendor. Otherwise, I can put you on a list for next year.
Yeah,
these go pretty quick.
It never hurts to find out, reach out and ask.
Yeah.
Katie, if they want to do that, how can they?
They can call me. They can come to the chamber. You can email me.
Yeah, do so. And make sure to stop by the chamber,
please.
You know, say hi to the team over there. I got to get over there and say hi. I haven't been in that building in years. I got to come over and say hi to you guys.
Yes.
You can find out more by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. It's all one word, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Always good to see you, Katie. Thanks for the time.
Yes, it's been good.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right after this on WFHR.